We are learning Maseches Makis Daf Hey Amid Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Hey Amid Aleph, which is going back in the Mishnah. Rehuda Eimer Status Hizur. Rehuda says that if one pair of Edim is making everyone Zaymim, they say this Edim Zaymim, then that Edim Zaymim, that Edim Zaymim. We have a feeling that these two Edim are making this up and have a plan to disqualify every pair of Edim. That's what he holds. Zokti Mar on Taf Amid Beis. If it turns out this guy's are status, why do you say that you believe for the first time, the first peer? I feel the Kar Rishayin Nami Loi. Even the Kar Rishayin also shouldn't believe. Like Rebbe Chananel speaks out, Pirish, Loi Nochin Uzeh, V'ukmar Ravot, he says, Loi Nochin Uzeh, that you should believe them, because they're not good Edim. What do you want? They're not good Edim. So, Om Ravo, you're right. Shekom V'haragu. The first case was, you already gave them the Kasha Zamav. You already gave them the Kasha Zamav, the first peer Edom. If before it happened, and you have this second peer who is like a serial disqualifier, you're going to disqualify them. So, Frank Demar, my Dehava Hava. So why would it say in the Mishnah that the only, Rehuda says, it was done already. What's it again? It's only if there's only one peer that you're being making Zaymim, then the Neregas. But if it's more, you could tvei in Eineragin. Frank Demar, Bavad Kamar. It says, Elokat Bavad. Sounds like there's other kitas over here, other groups. The only the first one's working. Kasha. Blaibu Shver on this Kasha. Why is it showing a different? This is a new case. What also has to do with Eid Sheker, but it's not exactly the same case as our Mishnah. And we'll see, we'll bring in our Mishnah soon. Zokta Gemara, he is a son of a certain lady, the Aisi Sadi Veshtaker. She was trying to prove a point, I guess saying that someone stole money from her, and she brought Eidus, and the Eidus did not contradicted each other, two Eidim contradicted each other, and it didn't work out. Turned out they were liars. Isis Sad the Vishtaki brought an OPA. Then again, they disqualified themselves by contradicting themselves. So now she wanted to bring up a third pair of Edom. Also, Isis Sad the Achrini wanted to bring a third pair of Edom. The Lo Yishtaka. And this one, Taka, was going to worked out. The interrogation of the cross examination worked out by them. So Amrash Lakish, we can't let this lady bring another peer Edom. She already brought two false peer of Edom. We don't believe the third peer. Amalei Rav Elazar, im hi huchsuch ga, if she's muchsuch to bring false Edom, call yourself mi huchsuch, we're going to make these two guys liars? Who said? Now, it doesn't seem like, we'll see, didn't accept Rav Elazar told him. Zimna in a different time, he was sitting in front of Rav Yechon, Shlokos in Rav Yechon, again, the same type of story came, same type of story happened. You can't believe this lady bring a third peer of Edom like that. Just because she's muxed to be a liar doesn't mean the Edom she's bringing is muxed to be a liar. So then Rav Shlokos looks at Rav Elazar and says, did you say over something this from, you heard it from Rav Yechon? Because here's Rav Yechon saying the same thing like Rav Elazar. Had the Chazir Rav Elazar bishus. Amalei shamat milim bar nafcha. Bar nafcha is Rav Yechon, either because his father was a blacksmith or because he looked very good. We call him bar nafcha. Shamat milim bar nafcha. Amalei amrit le mishmei. He didn't say from his name. And like Rashi Ksubas explains, because he would have said in the name of Rav Yechon in the first place, I would have accepted. I wouldn't have made it a second sack again like this. I would have listened to that. And so why didn't you tell me? So ad kan lemaisa we have a machlekas really Rav Shlokos and Rav Yechon. If it's huchzegu to bring Eidah Sheker or not. So Leimor, Shlokos don't work with Yehuda. Meir Shlokos don't work with Yehuda, Varo Mishnah holds the status Yehuda. This Edom Zaymim, keep him saying, doing it again, making more people Edom Zaymim that they're not believed. And Reichel Namakarabana. Amalakar Shlokos, no, the two Machlekes are not similar. I know the Amrilach, I feel the Rabbanon. I could stem even through the Rabbanon of our Mishnah. There's no one hiring them to. We don't know of anyone hiring those two Edim to make everyone Edim Zaymus. Therefore, we believe them. Here, we have this lady who's bringing in Edim. Here, we're having someone who's bringing in his Edim, and therefore, we are suspicious. I'll say in fear of Yehuda. I'm going to go in fear of Yehuda, Rechon says. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's status? Ad kan loy kamar Yehuda hasam there by the case of Edom Zaymim. That means otukuli am gabe hanu. They're saying everyone in one of Yisim. Everyone's by them. Have a kaimi. That sounds a little suspicious. Have a hocha. Have a yadi b'sedusa here. The third pair new edus. Behind loy edus, the first two pairs were lying taka. Why is it right the third pair? So the two machlekesim are not the same. That's what we're saying. Not the same. There's a certain chesaron there that everyone should be mono yisem. That's not so common. And a certain chesaron here that someone's hiring them. Therefore, the two machlokes are not similar to each other. Zog the mishnah vayta. Ein eidim zoyim neirogim ad sheyigmar adin. There's no eidim zoyimim until gemar adin, which means if eidim come ad sheyigmar adin. And if once it happens, it might be a different halachim. Let's see. Ain edim v'zayim neharogim ad shi'ig ma'adin. Tol gemaradin. Sharei tzeduka ma'irim ad shi'ihara. They say that the only time there's an oynesh kash zomam, if it actually pulls through and they actually kill the defendant, then they kill the edim. Shenema, because the pasuk says, by edim v'zayim nefesh b'nefesh. That's what you say. It says, lois sachis enechon nefesh b'nefesh. Ayin v'ayin, shem v'shem, yov yov, regal v'regal. It says nefesh b'nefesh. Sounds like you kill the nefesh. No, but like Parnem, I see no kashdom last the achiv, and sounds like very achiv kaim. Last achiv sounds very achiv kaim. And came lama never nefesh penefesh. Yochum hashal shekibla do some yeroigu. Maybe once in the kavel edus already, there's a oynus of kashdomam. Tamay no nefesh nefesh. Ina nerog matzah yigmar adin. So the rabbanon say that you have to have a verdict with these edim, and then they found zaymim, they get kashdomam. But if it goes too far, after the verdict, they actually go through with the punishment, then it's too late. Then it's kasha zom las ochiv, like kasha osa. And the raya they bring is, because it says, las is la ochiv, that it's the kasha zom is while the brother is still alive, which means after, but before they are killed. The Gemara brings down a brisa even more clear. See, our Mishnah just says that Yechayev from Gemar Din already. In the Mishnah, you could have learned that Rabbanon hold even after the Einish is given also, maybe there's a Din of Kasha Zama, I mean after it's done. Because all you see, the Rabbanon arguing on Gemar, they're saying that it starts from Gemar Din. But in the brisa, we'll see clearly, Tana Barivi, Omar Barivi, Rashi has the name of Kacha Yishmael, was the name. Tana Baribi Aimer, Loy, other places Rash says it means someone choshev. Tana Baribi Aimer, Loy Hargu, if you do not kill the defendant yet, Narogim, the Edom get killed. Hargu, if it was the defendant got killed already, ain't Narogim. There is no Oinash of Kash Zaman. Oma Abai, Oma Aviv. So his father said, Baribi's father said to him, Bani Lav Kavachaymu, isn't it Kavachaymer? Madach, if you wanted to kill him, you get Oinash. If you killed him, of course. Oma Loy, Lima Tana Rabbeinu, Shein Unshim Minadin. You taught us once, Shein Oinish Minadin? There's Oinish within. How do we know Ein Oinish Minadin? Which means a Kavachomer cannot teach us the Oinish. And how do we know that? Tell me the Braisa. Ishash Yikachas Achoyso Ibas Ovev Ibas Imoy. If someone is Mizana or takes as a wife his sister, the daughter of his father, or a sister, the daughter of his mother. So that's what the Pasuk says. It says, Ishash Yikachas Achoyso Ibas Ovev Ibas Imoy Vroas Arvasov, Hisir Arvasoy, Chesed Hu, Vnichashu Leine Bnei Amam, Eres Achoyso Gilavani Yisav. So how do you know if it's a sister from both sides? Both father and mother, the son of both your father and mother, how do you know? A real sister, a complete sister, whole sister, how do you know? Only a half sister, basim bas aviv, and I how do you know if it's both? How do you know that you get oinish? Tamalaymar, ervas achoyse gila. Extra words, ervas achoyse gila. So achaloy yoymar, so what you need, extra pasuk, to end that pasuk, is ervas achoyse gila, which is extra, teaches us. Actually, Yomar, yes, we didn't say Kavachaimim, Onisha, Basavish, Lebasimoy, Basimish, Lebasavish, Basavish, Basimoy, Lekol, Shokin, of course you should get Oinish, if it's both. You see from here that ain't Oinishimadin, you don't get a punishment from a Kavachaimim. Now, you see from here, Oinish, Shemanu. We see from this Pasik that you get an Oinish. Azara Menain, how do you know Azara, the warning for the Oinish? Where do you see that a sister, a whole sister, there's a warning? Tamalayim, the Pasik says, in the warning, Eres Achayscha Bas Avicha, Oy Basime, Chomez Bas Chutz, Loisigal Arvasam. So only says the half sisters. And how do you know the full sister? Tamalayim is not a Pasik. The Pasik says, Eres Achayscha Bas Avicha, Basimecha, Melez Bas, Eres Bas Aish Avicha, Melez Avicha, Achayscha He, Loisigal Arvascha. It says, extra words, Achayscha He, Loisigal Arvascha, teach us the Azara also for a whole sister. Then where it says, Achalay, my Yeshta Medin, Shemekavachimer. Mam who's abas imos abas ov abas ov abas imoy, that you have a zara abas imoy abas ov abas imoy koshken halamata shein mazirim minadin. You see from here that ain mazirim minadin halamata shein mazirim minadin. There's no azara. There's no azara. You can't learn azara from the din. Chayvim malchus minayin. Now there's new to Gemara. Now the Gemara is saying back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that from Gemara din and on, that's when you chayev kashas amam, and not before that. So Rashi learns chayev malchus minola means amastisim koyi dama inenchin eino yisidin azama at yigmar din. How do you know by malchus that you only get malchus for the kashas amam only if it's nigmar hadin? Chayev malchus minola. 9. Tam, because this pasuk that we learned, nefesh benefesh, is only by misa. Nefesh is by misa. How do you know by malchus? Tam aloimar, rasha, rasha. Like we have before in Amud Aleph, that there's a drasha by malchus says rasha, and by misa says rasha. So you learn that just like by misa, we're learning that for nefesh benefesh. It's after Gemara Din, same thing chayv malchus, you only chayv kashas omim after Gemara Din, but not just after the Edis. You have to have a Gemara Din, you have to have a verdict. Chayv galus menayin, aser ritzeach, ritzeach. How do you know chayv galus? You learn out the word ritzeach, ritzeach, says by both of them, lashon ritzeach, and that teaches chayv galus also is not from Edis alone, only after Gemara Din. I can ask me, what's the halacha by someone says that someone's chayv galus? He gets malchus. So we already said malchus. We know already from Rosh Hashanah that malchus is only after Gemara Din. So Rashi answers, and Tosfos answers, that it's only when it's the oinish of kasha zamam do you learn how to Rosh Hashanah. But by chayv galus, it's not really kasha zamam, not really kiyum of kasha zamam, it's a new type of oinish. That's going to be a special drasha for that. Now Tosfos asks, what about mammon? How do you know mammon is only after Gemara Din? Tosfos derivas chayv malchus says, I'm talking about amayli bainami ken chayv mammon nolan the aim of shalom mammon at yugmar din apinim. And for Tosfos, by mammon it says already yad yad lo yanaka, and we learn from that pasuk from those words yad yad, just like nefesh benefesh, it's only after Gemara Din. Zog the Gemara vayte. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavoy era ben Achama, which means he's making a shvua. He says, I shouldn't see Benachama, I shouldn't see in Nechama, see in Erecha, I shouldn't see in Mashiach if I'm not right. The Gemara switches lost to make it sound good. But Erev Benachama, Rashi's another Peshat, means that the Chasham, his children will die and people will come be Benachamava. That's what it means. He's making a Shavua. Erev Benachama, Im Loya Rak the Eid Zaymim, I killed the Eid Zaymim, Lohit Zibluvun Shal Tzadikim. To Mafkia, what the Tzadukim was saying. Shalimun Shal Tzadukim. Shoya Oimrim, they used to say, Ain't Eidim Zaymim, Erog Machi, Erog Anidim, like we had in our Mishnah. They used to say the Eid Zaymim are only killed if they actually go through the verdict and they bring the Einish to the person. But if just a verdict alone is not enough, he says, I killed Eid Zaymim, even though it was only a verdict to show not like the Tzadukim. The problem was, if you medayik in Lashon, was the Eid Zaymim, was the Eid Zaymim. And Lachara, the only time you give a Kash Zaman, we have Eid Zaymim. So Amalei Shem Veshatach, Erev Benachama, Amalei Shevach Adam Naki, you killed an innocent person. Shere Amalei Chachamim, Ein Eidim Zoyim in Erogim, Achi Zum Ashtayim, that Eidim Zoyim don't get killed until they both get Huzam. Vein Loikim Achi Zum Ashtayim, and they don't get Malkus until Jesus Ashtayim. The Allah is, you need both of them to be Eidim Zoyim. And it turned out it was made a mistake. Mayad, Kibo Allah, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taboyi, She'ein Yemoyer Aro, Elefnei Shem Veshatach. Right then and there, Yehuda Ben Taboyi was Makabal, he's not going to be Moyer Aro, only in front of Shimon Shatach, in order that they should correct if any mistakes. V'chol yomav, shirudim etaboyi, hoi mishtatach ha-kivroi. He did tshuva all his days, and every day he went to the caver of that aid, shalosa aid, v'yikoyle nishma, and he used to cry and scream. Kusur mam loimer, koyle shaharuk. People used to think maybe they couldn't see it. They thought maybe it's the koyle of the haruk. Oh, my koyle shliu, it's my own koyle. Teidu, lemachu umeis, tomorrow he said, I'm going to die, and ain koyle nishma. And you won't hear the voice anymore. See, it was me. I read them at the void. Amalei v'achar read the roll. Rashi, you know, Dilma, even if it stopped after the next day, it's not a riot. Dilma didn't come out of day. Maybe because he went up to Shemayim already, the Eid Zoyim took him to dinner ready, so he didn't have to scream anymore. Maybe really it's the Eid Zoyim screaming. And the reason why it stopped when Yehudim Tavayi died is because he brought him to dinner up there. And now he proves Mephias, or he's Mephias, or because he's crying on his keva every day, this day, he was Mephias, and therefore it would not be a raya that it was from him, the curl from him. I'm not sure exactly what's really the difference, whose curl attack it was. I was saying, like, it's my curl or your curl. Like what? But you say they weren't sure. I guess it was just out of the world curl. They weren't sure whose curl it was. And he was saying, no, it was my curl, not the curl of the Haruk. But I'm sure there's another shot. If someone has a good shot, they could let me know.